Speaking of just not fair, poor old Joseph in the Bible.
Yes.
Because it is Genesis. Time for the morning munch where we get you into God's word. And so much with us this morning, Jeff Howe.
Yeah. Now, Joseph was taken down, chapter 39, Joseph was taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. But, the Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of the Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted it to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of the household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care. With Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. But Potiphar's wife enjoyed Joseph being there, too. She thought he was a pretty handsome, well-built, and she went after him, but he refused. You know the story. But she told a lie and said that he tried to, molest her and stuff like that. So he was thrown into prison. And this story kind of reminds me of the prison that we're in right now. We're kind of in a prison because of the coronavirus. Nothing we did wrong. We're just doing our thing, serving the Lord. And then, boom, all of a sudden, a lot of our work is gone. And we're in a prison. We're stuck. And God can still use us in this, as he did Joseph, because in prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. So just a quick morning munch. Make the best of the situation. Continue to serve the Lord. Work hard. Look for new opportunities to be his light, even though our lives have been turned around. We're not living life the way we normally do. And remember to remain firm in your walk, like Joseph. He stayed firm. He didn't change his ways. He didn't get bitter. He didn't get angry. He didn't sloth off. He didn't start, sitting on the couch, doing nothing, looking at a bunch of movies, things he shouldn't be looking at, things he shouldn't be doing. No, he remained firm to the Lord, and he received favor with God, and God gave him a new purpose right there in prison, used him for great things there too. And of course, eventually the truth came out. He came out and then was in charge, like this, second in charge of Egypt, and did some great things. So in this time where we kind of feel like we're in a prison, stand firm in the Lord, keep working for the Lord, keep serving him, stand firm in your walk. That's really important too. And God will bless everything that you do, as he did Joseph.
That's a good word for us, Jeff. Would you go and pray for our listeners?
Lord, we thank you for the example of Joseph. And Lord, though the situation isn't exactly the same, we're kind of in a prison right now because of the virus, but we can still serve you and not to be discouraged. Sure, we may not be doing the things that we normally would be doing. Maybe there's a lot of pastors and church leaders and ministries that just can't do ministry the way they used to do it. So help us all to look for new ways to be your light, to be Christ to the community and the world, and to those around us, and help us to stand firm in our walk as well, that we would not let this situation make us bitter or make us slothful, but that we would remain firm in you. So when we do come out of this, we could be in charge of even greater things can happen through us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Jeff Howe munching with us, and of course, Jeff Howe, co-host here of the Wake Up Call Morning Show on YesFM, but also station manager of YesFM. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.